Auckland commuters have been slow to return to public transport, but who would blame them? Many work from home at least part of the week, and the service is still, it's a little bit hit and miss. Auckland Transport says close to 2,000 trips are cancelled each day due to driver shortages and sickness. That's almost 15% of total trips by bus, train and ferry. Even with half-price fares on offer, they are still there, don't forget. The number of people taking public transport is still lagging pre-COVID times. Amy Williams reports.
It's not unusual for a dozen buses to be cancelled during the morning rush hour along Dominion Road, which stretches from Mount Roskill to the edge of the inner city. Those taking public transport to the city say cancellations are frustrating.
The buses do let a lot of people down sometimes. People aren't picked up at bus stops. Bus drivers want to drive the people all the way down the road before they let them off the bus aisle.
Could be a lot better, yeah.
I think it's pretty decent, but yeah, sometimes they're cancelled a lot.
But I feel like it's not the bus driver's fault, it's more like AT should just be better. I feel like, especially in a lot of other countries, it's way better transport.
It's getting better. Since the last timetable came in, I think the buses have been more consistent. I know they've been undermined a bit in terms of reliability by COVID, with so many people being ill and off and so on.
Public transport advocate Matt Lowry edits the blog Greater Auckland and says cancellations make it harder to attract people back onto trains, buses and ferries.
Cancellations of services have been absolutely devastating for public transport usage because it just makes it unreliable and people then get put off from trying public transport because if you've been left on the side of a road waiting for a bus to turn up in the rain and the cold, that doesn't leave a great experience.
But that's only half the story. Other big cities around the world, including London and Barcelona, are still recording public transport use stagnating at around 80% of pre-COVID levels. In Auckland, it's inched close to 70% for the first time since last year.
There is going to be a period of reduction of public transport use for probably a few years as a result of things like work from home. Auckland Transport had targeted very specifically commuters, particularly in the city centre, prior to COVID. And so therefore that has been one reason why Auckland has been perhaps more impacted than some other cities.
Auckland Transport oversees the city's public transport network. Its head of public transport optimisation, Richard Harrison, says they're still 20% short of drivers on bus and ferry services. Despite that, he says there are signs of improvement. This month, the number of passenger boardings tipped over 1.3 million a week, the most since August last year.
So we see a lot of people are just simply not travelling as much. The public transport network in Auckland is largely around commuters and we don't have as many people commuting. It's that simple.
Auckland's public transport network is geared towards commuters and Mr Harrison says that needs to change.
We would be keen to see people using the services more through the whole day, not just at those peak travel hours. We have got good coverage and good frequency into the evening, so people ought to be able to use public transport for leisure purposes as well.
With most people working from home at least some of the time, commuters are only part of the answer.